This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Beating the heat is something all growers are dealing with this summer, including growers in the midst of harvest for Walla Walla sweet onions. Michael Licati, grower and chair of the Walla Walla Sweet Onion Marketing Committee, says when it comes to crop damaged by these record-breaking temps, they've been pretty lucky so far.
We're just now starting to see what the heat has done to it. That's really just like starting to show its signs of the crop starting to dry out really fast. But so far, not seeing a lot of sunburn yet. We have been applying, you know, some sunscreen and stuff on them, but, you know, time will tell.
As for the workers, Licati says everyone is doing what they can to stay cool.
They're in there early and they're out of there early. So, I mean, guys are leaving by, you know, 9:30 or whatever in the morning, which, yeah, at 9:30, sometimes it's 90 degrees, but they're headed home. They're on their way. So they've been okay. They've appreciated us trying to start earlier and work with them as they work with us. You know, we appreciate, obviously, all the hard work they do for us.
But will the early start to harvest mean they'll also wrap up the season earlier than normal?
You know, actually, I'm not sure about that yet. We had a pretty good winter, so we didn't lose a lot of onions. You know, we stagger our plantings so we can harvest throughout the summer. And so I still think we'll have onions in the middle of August.
Licati says the real aftermath of this heat wave is yet to be determined.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.